fucks up, nerds. Today's episode of Log In is brought to you by Vanguard, A Dread and Glorious Kingdom, written by an independent author out of Bridgeport, Connecticut, I believe it is, named Chase Bolin. You can find the book on Amazon. You can get it digital or do like I did because I'm old school and get a hard copy. Well, you know, it's paperback, but still.
What's his TikTok handle?
Lord.
I fucked with him already. Oh, yeah, this is your boy, Lord Brandon.
Yeah. Oh. Hold on. It is, what is it?
And does he actually have his lordship to join the
I don't know if he has the lordship per se, but it is at Lord of a Wanju.
Of a Wanju? Wanju.
One, I'm not sure how you pronounce it, but it's L-O-R-D of O-F-A-W-O-N-J-U.
That was the most in-depth shout-out, so he better fucking love it.
Yeah. yeah, I've been, we've been sliding each other's DMs, talking about it and stuff, and yeah, right, and he's and gonna give some point when we get the video, like we said in the last edition, when we get the video shit up and running, gonna give him a little interview and shit and things of that nature. But that being said, because I anticipate reading the rest of this book, talking about anticipation today.
Yes,
for The Last of Us, the TV show.
I'm going in with the lowest expectations ever.
You have to, because anything else, if you go in with, because you know the source material so well, if you go in with those, honestly, ridiculously fucking high standards.
To be honest.
Like, it's just like, that's essentially the pinnacle of gaming, in my humble opinion.
Definitely in storytelling. I'd give it definitely in storytelling. It's
because
a fucking interactive fucking movie.
I've said it multiple times. I bought that game, the first one, at least four times on three different systems. Because it came out on PS3, I played it again on PS4, and then again on PS5. Fucking, and I buy it for the story every time. Because no matter how many times you go through that story,
you'll pick up with something new.
It's man, it's just so fucking detailed and good.
I got that up there with Uncharted. Like, in terms of, it should be a fucking movie. Fuck the Tom Holland one, but I'm talking about, like, it could have been great.
That one would have been okay if they would have just leave Marky Mark out of it. Like,
yeah,
just,
well, I mean, like, you had the actual Nathan Drake voice actor who was modeled after the voice actor in the movie. Like,
true. I mean, yeah, he's a little bit older, but whatever. Who gives a shit?
I mean, you could just do, like, a season, like, after the fourth Uncharted.
Also, I feel like Uncharted, like Prime is doing with God of War, is better suited for a show than it is a movie.
Yeah. I can go down that road.
You know what I mean? Like, so. But, so for The Last of Us, which is...
It airs tomorrow, right?
Yeah. And the first episode is 80 minutes long, 85 minutes long, give or take, something like that, I think I saw. And, like, I have faith because it's HBO doing it. They have a pretty good track record when it comes to adapting shit.
Yeah.
I mean, it's...
I mean, granted, it's also a low bar.
Right.
And it's also not Netflix, so...
Exactly. And... as long as they don't do what they did to Game of Thrones and it's give you 5 to 6 ass fire ass seasons and then just kind of like, the last few. Like Last of Us, as much as I love it, I think they should treat it like Breaking Bad. 5 seasons and then get the fuck out.
Yeah.
Like that's all you need. Fuck
yeah, because Breaking Bad's still like inevitably dope. Like,
yeah.
Yeah, no, yeah. I get it.
My fucking 18-year-old nephew started watching it. You seen Breaking Bad? Yeah. I was watching that shit when it was coming out.
Yeah.
That was fucking must-see TV.
Yeah, I had to wait a week every fucking episode.
Yeah, you know what I mean? He was like, man, that show don't miss every single episode. I'm like, yeah, I know. It's one of the greatest shows ever made. So, that's I feel the same way about Last of Us in terms of video games. Now,
I'm just perplexed that Troy Baker is in it and he's not fucking Joel. Like, he's young enough to where you could do the first game.
Yeah, the flashbacks.
And you can make him look older later on.
Yeah.
Like, why Pedro Pascal, man? He already looks super fucking old.
Yeah, I think all the shit they show from Pascal, though, is supposed to be when he's the grizzled. Because what is it? Yeah. From the start of the first game to when he meets Ellie, isn't it like 15, 20 years have passed, give or take? Because Ellie's only like 14, 15 mm-hmm. when she meets him, and she was born when that shit was already going on.
Well, she was like, she was young as shit when, like, when shit hit the fan. But, like, because, I don't know, man. Like, I feel like if you already had Troy Baker, because usually they can't do it because the voice actors won't come on, or they just don't want to go in that direction by using.
Or they don't look shit like the character in question.
But, we all know what Troy Baker looks like.
Right.
And you have him in your cast?
Hey.
And he's going to play a fucking cannibal? Like one of the cannibals?
Is that who he's playing?
Yes!
Okay.
And he was like, the biggest thing, you're going to hate my character. He's like, but I'm giving it my all. Like, you're supposed to hate my character. Like, it was just one of those things. I was like, if you're here, then why aren't you Joel? Like, come on. What the fuck?
Yeah.
But that's just me, because I like Last of Us. I wanted, like, if you can get those people to do it, then fucking get them to do it.
My question was always, why Pedro Pascal?
Right.
Like.
Right.
He's a fine enough actor. Like, I don't.
He is a good actor. I'm not knocking for his credentials. I'm just saying, if you have the guy, use the guy.
Yeah. but shit like this, like you had mentioned previous with Game of Thrones. Nobody was a big name when that shit hit.
Right.
That made them stars.
Yep.
Y'all could have did the same thing.
Absolutely.
Could have did the same. Now, granted,
you didn't need the name recognition.
Yeah, the girl playing Ellie, Bella,
mm-hmm.
came from Game of Thrones. Nobody knew her, but she's still not a megastar. I feel like she could still walk down the street and not a lot of people would know her unless you were super into Game of Thrones.
Facts.
So, but Pedro Pascal, that's a different fucking story. You're not going nowhere without being recognized.
Right.
Y'all could have got Troy Baker or...
They already had him. They just said, no, you're not going to be Joel.
Or, you know what I mean? Or, like, just some unknown or relatively unknown newcomer.
I just felt like that was a slap in the face. Troy may not have felt that, but I'm feeling it for you, dog. I was like, come on, man. Like, that was a toss-up.
So, when I read... Was it Wednesday? Is one of the biggest changes from them. Because the creator and the writer of Last of Us said it's extremely faithful to the source material, which is a great fucking thing to hear.
It's a great start.
From the creator, right? But what I did hear that where they deviated from is that everybody knows who's played it. If you don't get bit... How the shit spreads through the spores.
Mm-hmm.
That's why Joel has the gas mask when he has to go through certain parts of the fucking world.
Yep.
And Ellie can just walk through because it doesn't fucking affect her. Spoiler alert. If y'all haven't played
game,
a 12-year-old game.
Right. You know what I mean?
Like, y'all fault.
There's always that one during like a zombie-esque apocalypse. There is. Somebody's immune.
Yeah. So, apparently in the show, it's not spores. It's tendrils. Which, all right, I guess, like, I don't understand.
I think it's probably because they didn't want to trouble them with them having to put on those masks. Because, like, it might obscure the shot itself. It's what I'm assuming.
Yeah.
That's just me.
Or they didn't want to spend the CGI sporing up a fucking...
Okay, yeah.
A lot of goddamn spots, which I could understand... But, like,
you don't get a lot of people watching anyway.
Yeah, motherfuckers is going to tune in.
Right.
It's just.
So tendrils.
Spores are integral to that fucking
stuff. It really is.
I hope that report was wrong that I was reading. I hope it is spores Because, I mean, even still, like, just suck it up, dude. Y'all can move the camera or...
Well, like, if you're doing the clickers in CGI anyway, then just fucking CGI the fucking pores.
Well, apparently some of them are going to be, like, practical effects. Like, yeah. But, like, that big-ass one I know is... It has to be CGI. But it's just like... I mean, it's such a nitpicky thing to complain about, but at the same time, the spores were integral to the fucking... The
actual plot.
Yeah, like, it was just... Step on a fucking, like, ah, fuck.
Yep.
Now it's just, oh, I want my tendril. And it, like, so does the tendril, if it just touches you, or. It's like
poison ivy.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, does it have to be on you at set
time? It's like poison ivy, I'm fucked. You know what I mean? You good, I'm fucked.
I'm okay.
But yeah, no, it's. God, it's just, see, that's why I just want to, like, you know,
fucking
go in up. With low expectations. And just assume I'm going to see something terrible. Because like I said, it put a bad taste in my mouth when Troy Baker was a fucking cannibal and not Joel. Like, hey, Joel, you want to come in and be part of Last of Us?
Has Troy Baker ever been in anything live action like that?
I don't think so.
Because that might also be why they didn't have... So, I mean... But if Troy Baker's... okay with it? I don't...
Let's see. Movies, TV shows that he was in. A lot of voice acting.
Yeah, he's done a bit of...
No shit. He was in Dota? That's on Netflix.
Okay. Who the fuck was he in Dota?
The fucking Dragon Knight.
Oh,
alright. Oh, yeah. No, most of... He was in Baki Hanma.
Who the fuck was Troy?
Let's see. Oh, man. Let's see. Who the fuck was he? Let me check his wiki.
I do like that they got Nick Offerman playing Joel's brother, Bill.
No, he's almost exclusively a voice actor.
Yeah, that's, you know, that's probably why they didn't lean the route of casting him, but I do feel like they should have gave him a shot.
Yeah.
At least in terms... Well, I mean, you know, maybe he did fucking...
He was in Uncharted too. He played Nathan Drake's brother Sam.
Yeah. I do know that.
I did not know that.
That...
He played Nightwing.
In what fucking...
In Batman Arkham City.
Oh, okay.
And Jason Todd. The Red Hood in Arkham Knight. This boy got some chops.
Yeah, all right, cool.
Yeah, he's got some fucking acting chops. Y'all should just let him try it, man.
I mean, maybe he just didn't do good in the screening or fucking... I mean, it's possible. Some people do make better voice actors and vice versa, so... So, I mean, like... Yeah, because you can be bad at voice acting. Because I don't know if you've ever seen this movie called Epic Animated Joint, and Beyonce was like the queen.
Troy Baker is Baki.
In the American?
Yes. He is Baki.
Well, shit, now I'm going to have to rewatch it in English. Because I straight up watched it in Japanese. Well, shit.
Dude, he has some rage because I didn't even pick up on that.
I didn't watch the English. I didn't watch the dub version. I watched the sub version. Yo. So,
because I was scrolling, I was like, "Baki voice acted Baki Hanma."
Huh.
Motherfucker.
Well, that's good range then.
That's what I'm saying. Like, he went from a grizzled Joel.
Yeah, I was about to say from grizzled to like effervescent, fully youth and exuberant Baki. Okay, good shit.
Yep, he's got some chops.
So. In regards to the show Last of Us, have they announced or have you read anything that, first of all, do we know how many episodes it's supposed to be? Because typically with HBO shows, it's usually somewhere between 8 to 10 episodes for the season. And I haven't heard anything about episode count yet, or I haven't seen it.
I haven't seen anything yet either.
And I imagine they're going to be hour-long episodes.
It's looking like maybe 9.
Okay. All right. Cool.
Couldn't do a solid 10.
Right? But the first one's a little bit longer. It's essentially a movie.
Yeah.
So.
I'm okay with it.
Yeah, I imagine they're going to do a little bit. I imagine that they're going to do a little bit more showing Joel before the world ended. Because the game cuts on, you get a little snippet of his life, and then just shit hits the fan, and like, go.
Does it ever tell us how or why?
The spread?
The plandemic? Yeah, I had to plug it.
I don't remember. No.
It's just focused on the now, mostly.
Yeah, I don't. Because when the game starts, it's just regular night and Joel and his daughter's life. And then just all of a sudden, it's like you start hearing the reports. And then bam.
Yep.
So.
Maybe they'll expand on that.
And see, that's the other reason why I was worried about the spore thing. I'm like, spores spread it faster.
Yep.
You can see if tendrils were just. Break through the goddamn your basement window and you're just like, oh shit, tendrils.
Yeah.
Spores, you really don't see them unless they're in a fucking large group. So,
right. And
airborne, that's fucking way scarier than touching something.
Right. It actually adds another dynamic to like a zombie-esque type of thing. Because with zombies, if you get scratched, bitten, ingest their blood, or any type of their, ingest anything off of them. You got 5 minutes, dog. Like,
yep.
But the spores, you can't see shit. If you open up the wrong door, if you fall through a floor.
Step on the wrong flower pod. Yep. Any fucking thing. Like, yeah, it's crazy. Disrupt a fucking old log.
Yep.
Any goddamn thing.
So, like, I don't know. Maybe it'll be like New Dawn. Or something. New Dawn's or... like Horizon or some shit like that. Who knows? But, yeah, I hope they kind of spend like 10, 15 minutes. Or have it be like an ongoing flashback of how it happened or something like that. Where they come across some type of something, I guess.
And it does look like they're going to, so when you played the first one, did you get that essentially expansion pack with Ellie's
I played it twice.
Fucking story with her and old girl at the mall? Or when she had to go to the mall to do that.
Yep.
Look like they're going to touch on that shit, too, because I've seen multiple goddamn shots of her and old girl sitting together.
Yeah, and that's why everybody got all pissed off about. Like, oh, y'all made Ellie gay. I was like, bro, it was always an undertone.
She, like, what? You haven't played the games? Like, dude, that was.
I was like, it's always been an undertone, dude.
Like, yeah.
And it doesn't deviate from what the fuck is happening in the story anyway.
Yeah. Her sexuality plays no part in how this fucking story moves along. And how she handles along. The fucking
clickers.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, the fuck?
So, yeah, it was just an odd hill to die on. And Naughty Dog teased Last of Us 3.
Yeah.
So, who is going to be the MC of that?
Yeah, and I was all like, so whose story is this? Because the end of Last of Us 2, I think Ellie and old girl, they kind of had hey, I don't like you, and I don't like you either, but God damn it, do I respect you after what we just went through? You go your fucking way, I'll go mine.
Yep. It did kind of upset me, because like they took something from each other, pretty much.
One took fingers.
Yeah. So she couldn't play the guitar. Yeah. I forgot what she took from old girl.
So I'm wondering if
killed her boyfriend.
Yeah, no, she did.
Yeah. So you don't get your dick, I don't get my fingers.
And she almost drowned her in the fucking ocean, but she let her up. So, yeah. I mean, like, I'm wondering if the third one kind of forces her and Ellie to team up a little bit. Like,
maybe.
Might be like the enemy of my enemy is my friend type situation. Or are we just going more into Ellie's story now? Because shit.
She well, and, the whole
settlement. And how big of a time jump are they doing?
Yeah.
Is it going to be like...
They could definitely go Ellie's route because, like I said, she left the whole establishment settlement behind.
Yeah, because when she got back, old girl and the baby were gone.
Yep.
So...
I think there's more depth there, more story to tell there, as opposed to Abby, who's like, you know, we're both misfits in our own thing.
Right.
I happened to hit the gym and people thought I was trans. Like, I'm a muscle mommy. And
yeah. And even if she was, who gives a shit?
Again, for the plot.
It's not integral to the plot. It doesn't take away from the quality of the fucking work. Like, I don't understand the issue. I'm going to tell you right now, in a post-apocalyptic setting, if my only sexual options are Abby being trans, bring that trans ass over here. Like,
bring those tight glutes here,
ain't
boy.
Shit gay in the apocalypse, baby.
Like, this is survival.
You know what I mean? Like, fuck this.
It's like that one Donald Glover skit. When they're in prison about to be processed.
Oh.
He's like, hey, man, I'm talking to my girl right now. It's like, nah. You gay. Like, that is a man. What do you mean? She over here with the
no,
boy.
No, that's in Atlanta when they're in that holding cell. Yep. Yeah.
Yeah.
And he's like, the fuck you mean I'm gay? He's like, nigga, this is the men's side.
Yeah.
Why would she be
like,
over here?
Look at that dog lover. He's like, you think I'm gay? Man, really, it's a spectrum.
I think sexuality's a spectrum.
One of the best fucking clips ever.
Because he has that hat on, he takes it off like all like, the fuck?
Yeah.
I was just like, yo.
He's like, no. He's like, man, you'll be fucking dude in jail or something. No, that's jail. You was gay on the outside.
See, that's different. We ain't got no options in here.
Yeah.
You free in doing it.
Like, right.
The range of emotions that motherfucker went through.
Dude. He needs his own Oscar altogether.
That was a fucking great scene.
But yeah, like, they could definitely go with the Ellie route or the Abby route. I would enjoy the Ellie route more because even her blood is a bigger piece to the what's going on in the world.
Right, because she did find out that she was essentially the cure.
Yep.
And Joel was like, nah, y'all not killing my... Because, and going back to the first one, that's one of the reasons I love that fucking game so much is because Ellie starts off as... just a package to Joel. I'm like, yeah, whatever, I'll take her to Colorado. I think that's where they were going, Colorado, somewhere in Colorado. Yeah, whatever the fuck. And then over the course of that fucking journey, she became his surrogate daughter.
Yeah. And,
I'd love to
this
say...
This fucking movie's gonna make me play it again.
Yeah, it really is. Like, I think I'm gonna have to install fucking Last of Us 2 on my PS5 and play through that again. Cause
yeah,
I'm
let
just
me
like,
know, like, in live stream that shit. I'll be in the chat with you. Fuck you.
Because, man, it's... Fuck, they're so good.
They are. They're
both games. I was like, fucking killed it, dude. But Abby, going back to that, Abby's story is intriguing, too, because she has the actual confirmed trans kid. I can't remember the little homie's name.
Wasn't big to the plot, so.
Yeah, I mean, he was kind of, you know what I mean? Like, whatever the fuck. So, I mean, shit. Yeah, how long... in the show before they introduce Abby. Because they could sneak it in there the way they did in the game that Abby's dad was the doctor that was going to fucking, because when that shit in 2, I was just like, oh, well, that explains so much right now. I was like, oh, man. But I'm like, I don't fault Joe. Nope. I just don't fault him. I'm like, Joel is like, fuck.
Me and this little girl, she's like a daughter to me. She helped me, like, through so much. She saved my life, what, twice?
At least.
Yeah.
So yeah, like, I know once for sure when he gets impaled and shit, and she goes...
out in the winter and shit like
that? Yeah. And, yeah, no, she saved his life more than once. So, yeah, at least twice.
Yeah, so, like...
And
that's camaraderie. That's...
That's a bond you just can't fucking...
Someone saves your fucking life?
Yeah, it was literally forged in fire. Like, you know what I mean? Like, that's kind of unbreakable. And...
she didn't want to die.
And for as cold-hearted as I've been accused of being, I don't know that I can sacrifice my daughter's life...
Nope.
for a...
I can't sacrifice a child, period.
For a maybe cure, because it wasn't even 100% sure that that was going to be a cure. It was just, this is the best chance we have at it.
Yeah.
And I'm not sacrificing my baby for a maybe.
Yeah. Well, like, my whole thing is, like, I didn't understand where, like, they couldn't just do, like, a biopsy on, like, you know, like, a piece of her heart or something. Because they're like, oh, it's integral to what's in her heart. Some shit like that. I'm like, well, all right, let's do a biopsy, take a little piece, and run tests on it. Why are we going to put all our eggs in the basket?
It was her brain.
Oh, it was her brain.
It was her brain.
So you can still do a biopsy then.
Yeah, you could.
So, like, yeah, you can just take a little piece, run it, and put it up against the fucking spores and see if it's going to cure it or if it was just going to make you, like, kind of like have, like, HPV. Like, you're just going to be a carrier, but you won't transform type shit.
Yeah, or they could have just, you know, used her blood.
Yeah.
Like, well, she's been bit on her arm.
Yeah.
Take that tissue that was bit and healed over.
Yeah.
And fucking analyze it.
Yeah.
And take some vials of blood, take the goddamn spores, and I'm pretty sure y'all could come up with something.
Yep.
So, man, it's just...
Yeah, I'm going to have to fucking play it again or watch you play it. One of the two. Something's going to happen where I'm going to have to... This game's have to get played while the season's going on and almost make it like a side-by-side. Yeah.
Oh, man, because, fuck. If, man, I just please be good. I'm going in with such low expectations.
Me too.
That it's almost.
Dude, my shit plummeted when I found that Troy Baker was already on the cast and motherfucker has the acting chops to play a fucking cannibal that's going to be attacking people anyway. Like, attacking Joel in that little town that they're in. When they're hopped between houses and shit right. Like that. Like, if he can do that shit, why can't he do Joel's shit?
Maybe he might not be able to pull off the dramatic shit. He can do crazy and deranged. I don't know. There's a lot of variables in you go into
maybe
it.
Maybe he wanted to be something else.
That, I mean, that's true, too. Like... Maybe he didn't want to be typecast, essentially. Like, oh, because I did this, that. No, I want to play a crazy person.
Right, maybe.
Like, all right, cool. I respect that. Go outside your comfort zone and do some crazy shit. I get it. But, fucking.
Yeah, no, I.
It.
Expectations are low.
It is.
Justly, because I want to enjoy it, in a sense.
It is, and because I don't want my heart broken.
Yeah.
By something that I.
Like, going numb.
It'd be like if, I don't know if you've ever played it, but the Walking Dead Telltale series of Walking Dead with Clementine and Lee.
Oh, I didn't know.
It was the point and click version of it. Man, fuck, that story-wise, that's one of my top five games of all time.
Damn.
Because they're essentially like Joel and Ellie, like surrogate daughter. He goes to, he's scavenging through her parents' home. She's up in a fucking treehouse with a walkie-talkie. Say hello.
Yeah, that's why I like Red Dead 2 so much. Because John Marsden is Red Dead 1.
Right.
But they bring him back and shit like that, and it circles right back to him again. I was like, ugh. But I kind of like the character development from Arthur Morgan being like the muscle and then getting that closure from his first love and then how his surrogate father was kind of like a shithead and he had to pretty much put him down, Dutch. So
yeah,
it was a whole thing. I like stories getting better in games.
So, you know, since they've done this, they've turned one Naughty Dog game into a show. I assume that Red Dead Redemption will be next as a show.
I mean, you can't go wrong with the Western. You see, look, Yellowstone's a solid fucking show.
I still haven't watched it.
It's all right. It's just like corporate businesses trying to buy up rural lands.
And I already know they got like two spinoffs, one in like 1883 and the other in like 1926 or some shit. I'm like, Jesus Christ, all right.
Yeah.
I mean, hell, fucking Mandalorian's a space western.
Yep.
I'm like, I don't give a fuck how you slice it. That is a space western, sir.
And it's a solid show.
Yeah, I love it. I'm like, and I'm not a huge Star Wars fan, so says a lot.
Right. I respect this franchise. Don't like the fan base.
I don't, man. They ripped that shit off from fucking the Japanese director. Fuck them.
Yeah, he's a billionaire for it.
Yeah, I mean, true. So, to surmise, low expectations, hoping for high reward, low risk, high reward type scenario. 9 episodes, you said, which I assume they're all going to be about 45 to an hour long.
Yep, reasonably.
Right. I don't want them to rush the story either, because there is a lot of meat on the bones from when they leave to when they get to Colorado.
Yep.
There's so much you can do in the fucking tween.
Like the first game, there's a lot going on. There's a lot to understand. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of dynamics. Like, take your time with that shit.
Yeah, you could get the very least 2 to 3 whole seasons out of the first game.
You really could.
And that's because you could do one season just focused on Ellie and Riley and everything that Ellie did to lead up to meeting Riley, and them doing them, and then them getting separated. Like, it's a whole fucking... And then Joel and his brother. Yep. Like, it's so much you could do to just, like, hey, let's focus over here for a little bit, build a little bit more world over here, and so on and so forth. So, yeah. Fuck, the more I talk about it, the more I'm raising my expectations. They need to come back down. But...
You got 24 hours to get that shit straight.
Yep, my eyes. I anticipate Monday, one of us is going to call the other. I'm like, so, thoughts?
Shit, I call you guys every fucking, at least 3 times a week anyway.
Yeah, I know.
Just to see what the tea is.
Fucking.
But yeah, no. That's fucking our whole shebang for The Last of Us. Let us know what you guys think. What are your expectations? And let's see how close they are to the source material and how this potential shit is going to play out.
If that's even factual. Like,
it could be a redirect.
Yeah, I didn't check the source on it when I was reading it. I was like, huh. So, we'll see. But that being said, we're hoping it's good. Hopefully Troy Baker plays the fine cannibal. My thing is, before we actually log out, do you know if it's a speaking role or is he just, it is speaking?
Yeah, he's one of the brothers to like the leader.
Oh, okay,
like
okay. I hope he
didn't go too far into it. He just says, you guys are going to hate my character, but that's the point.
Okay, cool. But I hope he alters his voice slightly.
Oh, he's going to have
so
to.
He doesn't,
got range.
Good. Yeah, he does. So, I mean, because once you said he was Baki, I'm like, hold on. That don't sound shit like Joel, in my mind at least.
He played fucking Jason Todd.
Right. Arkham Knight. Yeah, and that don't sound shit like Joel.
Right.
So hopefully he does something like that so you don't hear him talking like, oh man, that's Joel.
Real shit.
Like, oh, God damn it, that just took me out of it. So that being said, give us expectations, and then once we get back together, once it's aired, we will give our first episode review.
Yeah, one of us is going to be playing the game anyway because we talked about it way too much.
Or both.
Right.
Shit. So, that being said, until next time, nerds, log out.